News that the Government Accountability Office found EPA's social media lobbying effort for the Waters of the United States rule illegal was no surprise for agricultural organizations. Ellen Steen is general counsel for the American Farm Bureau Federation.
We now have independent verification of what we have believed for a long time, which is that EPA stepped over the lines in its advocacy campaign to support its Waters of the U.S. rule. The GAO report focuses on social media to do what GAO calls covert propaganda and illegal grassroots lobbying to try to influence Congress and influence the public in support of its new regulation. We've all felt that the rule itself is unlawful under the Clean Water Act, but now we have confirmation that the whole process was unlawful. So we hope what's next is that Congress will take action to stop this rule.
Scott Yeager, Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talks about what the decision from the GAO means now for WOTUS.
In practical terms, the EPA will need to make a report to Congress and the President saying how they use these funds inappropriately, and they'll need to account for taxpayers' dollars spent here. But here's what it does for us. We're going to continue to call on Congress to defund the WOTUS rule. This GAO legal opinion is the latest salvo of information that we've received that this rule is flawed. It wasn't done properly. It needs to be fixed, and we need Congress to do that. The courts have cited similar concerns with the various lawsuits out there. In the Sixth Circuit, there's a nationwide stay that remains in effect, but I want to emphasize that the stay is only temporary. Just last Tuesday, a week ago, the Sixth Circuit held a hearing on whether it has subject matter jurisdiction to hear the various WOTUS lawsuits, and we're waiting for them to make a decision on that. This news here with the GAO legal opinion strengthens our case that the EPA violated the relevant law and how they promoted the WOTUS rule. And really what we're going to do now is we're going to call on Congress to act now to get this rule fixed through the omnibus package and save the cattle industry money, time, and effort on litigating this rule through the courts.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.